Nathaniel X with Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q.
Yeah.
Monday, June 12th, 2000, 5:04 p.m., Zando's Restaurant Cafe, basement, Hartford, Connecticut. Tarot reading done by Mark Shred. Here we go. Okay, the first card of the tarot reading. The category is focus, and what came up is Two of Wands. Okay, shoot. Sorry.
Do you want me to read that?
Yeah.
Okay. The focus is on your career or working environment, directing your energy toward changing or improving yourself or your image, and of course status. That will be most important, and everything else will come second.
So it's not just self-improvement in general?
No. It's to a large extent career.
That's really interesting.
Yeah,
that's really interesting.
Okay. Then there is, the next one is going to be desire. Transition. Well,
That's minor arcana 13?
No, that's major.
Major arcana 13.
But in the traditional tarot, this card is not called transition. It's called death.
Ooh, the death card.
Yeah.
But the death card is not bad, right?
No.
Yeah. Per se.
You feel you can't go on with the status quo and want to change things radically.
Hmm. Wow.
Harvard Publishing? Can I help you?
Okay.
Notice the water.
Hmm.
Needs to be cleansed.
This is good. This is interesting.
This one is going to be warm ones. The Knight of Pentacles.
Is that major or minor?
Minor. Experience apprehension or disquiet over a schedule because it will wipe out your chances for a relationship, and or you will intuitively sense that which is to come.
So, a misschedule, what is it again?
You'll experience apprehension or disquiet over a schedule. Because you'll feel it'll wipe out your chances of relationship. This has a lot to do with time. You know how sometimes you feel like you're out of time, you know, like things are out of sync?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's going to be a major thing with relationships. You'll feel like, you know, maybe you'll want to get something, or the things just are out of step, out of time.
But what's the other part?
And the other part is intuitively sensing that which is to come. What that could mean is that I would have to say, especially toward the end of this 3-month period of time, that you'll have a sense of what you need to do to get things back into sync, back into time, in order to get a relationship into your life.
So timing is messing it up?
Yeah. Well, not even so much timing as much as a sense of timing. You know, it's like... it's like some days everything feels in sync, other times everything feels out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in sync all the time, but we're just trying to work on it.
So knowing this in advance, is there anything I can do about this? I mean, in the readings, when you get a positive thing, you're like, whoa, cool, I'll just arrive at it. But with negative things, you don't want them.
Well, I think that really, that's really going to come with, like, when we get to the best course of action and things like that.
Okay.
The next one is going to be unexpected. It's the King of Wands.
Two ones. Mm-hmm. I'm a race to keep track.
Yeah.
Of the night. Yeah. So we have two ones so far.
You're going to be very busy. We've got several calls for work. Mm-hmm. Well, what that could mean is that the next step that you take, as far as your career goes, as far as that, you know, the focus goes, the big thing is it's going to come from an unexpected source.
What do you mean?
In other words, what it might be is you'll get a phone call from somebody you've been out of touch with, so you'll be back in touch with somebody who you haven't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And in a very unexpected way, that will lead to your next step as far as your own career goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one is going to be others. It's the Three of Cups. You'll be oversensitive, overreactive, and over emotional, and will feel that no one understands you or really cares. You'll need to share your feelings and talk about what's bothering you. I think that ties a lot into that feeling out of sync, out of time. And, you know, people just want to understand that for some reason. It's just like, you'll need to. Feel the need to communicate it with those people who you do feel and understand where you're coming from. Next one is
the people who don't understand?
No. What you'll need to do is you'll need to find people who you're pretty sure will understand. It'll be a bit of a struggle, but you know. But, you know, you need to find people who you can communicate with. Okay. Next one is going to be the home.
Leave moment. Don't look back.
This is the sun.
Oh, that's a major.
Yeah.
The major arcana ones are the important ones. I mean, they're the more powerful ones, right?
Yeah, those are the ones to concentrate on. You'll be improving your surroundings or appearance. Your work or health will take you away from home, and or someone will call you regarding a new home. I think that ties in with unexpected. I think the new work will ultimately love a new home. Next one is going to be travel.
This is a very work-oriented reading.
Yeah. The star.
I'm born in Kaufman County, Texas. That is in 11th of September, 1886. Come to California in 1906. I didn't have to go to World War I. I was too old for World War II. One good thing that I've always been proud of, I was the youngest in the family and the rest was all married, and I've taken good care of my mother and father as long as they lived. There's a fella up here post office one day, he's a pet him. I says to him, "That dog, you have no idea how smart he is. I just thought I'd tell you. You ain't telling me nothing. I know all about it." Kids would come here, "We want to hear old Ted sing." In them days, I fooled with him more then. I could just come in this way, "I want you to sing now. Do, do, do." "Now I have to take the harp and make a sound before you sing." "Teddy, come in. Come on. Come on now. Come on back. Here now, sit down. Sit down, Teddy. Now here, I want you to sing. Sing these folks' song. Sing the old Rugged Cross. Listen. Chord with this now. Here." "Oh, yo, do, do. Sing.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance while he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and he traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. He said a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head,
Daniel X with Commander Q.
36
X with Commander Q.
Travel to see you, or will call upon you on his or her return home. You know, someone who's been away for a while.
So someone is going to re-enter my life?
Someone will either re-enter your life or will travel some distance to see you.
Someone I know?
Yeah. Or someone you're going to know in the next 3 weeks.
Why do you say 3 weeks?
Because that's what came to my mind.
Or someone,
someone you'll come to know within the next 3 weeks.
Far away.
Yeah. Next one is going to be one of my favorite categories, papers.
Oh.
Have enough of them, yeah.
Yes.
And that is a six of ones. Ask someone to help you with your paperwork, or you will write a letter concerning a new venture, business proposal, or a counteroffer. I think, some of your career searching is going to be done by letter writing.
And a lot of that is going to have to do with personal contacts rather than professional contacts. What I see is the world of career and the world of personal are going to become increasingly intermingled over time. That's where I see the direction of this reading going. And it's a better phrase that I really get, really hate. Networking. I don't like that phrase, but it fits.
But it sounds like
a strange form of networking, in the sense that
you said it's more personal than, it's like people personally know will be involved.
In other words, it isn't going to be like a traditional type of career search.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get your resume together, you send it out to people you don't know. What it'll be more is people who you do know, putting you in touch with people who can, you know, advance your career, rather than, you know, it's like, well, you know, pounding the pavement and,
right.
You know, knocking on doors and,
okay.
And shit like that.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is going to be work and career. And that is a seven of wands.
Definitely a trend of wands.
This is an interesting contrast.
Hey, she's kind of cute. Well, that's a he.
Yeah.
Sorry. He's kind of cute too, but not as cute, anyway.
Okay. You will handle your affairs skillfully and complete all projects and financial matters successfully. But what will be more important than work? Okay, I know that kind of conflicts with the original card, but what I think is going to happen is this. The earlier part of that 3-month period is going to be trying to get things into shape of making some sort of transition as far as your work goes.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen later is that, okay, you know how the romance card said that things would kind of feel out of sync? I think that's going to be the case for the first 3 months of the period. I mean the first few, you know, half of that 3-month period. I mean, but everything work-wise, in terms of looking for something, is going to go really, really well. And then, gradually, once things are put into place, the timings will feel better for looking for the romance part of things. So it's going to be like, it's going to be a period of transition, where, you know, once, you know, you've settled into your new gig, whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you can go ahead and, you know, things will come together more in the personal. Unions.
Yeah.
This is taking a different tack altogether.
Okay.
So. says, you won't unite with someone on a real level because your heart belongs to or is committed to another. Okay, so sometimes when I'm not sure about something, I like to take a look at the card itself. And you notice how this guy is holding up these two pentacles in the air and is kind of gazing upon them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the another that you have a commitment to might be some unrealistic ideals. I think that flesh and blood, with all its interesting features, always disappoints in some way. I mean, you know, so I think what you have to do in order to realize the promise of the last card is to deal with the person in front of you rather than the person you would want that person to be. It's hard, but especially the opposite sex. That's always, you know.
Right.
Okay, the next one is emotional state. That is the Empress. Troubled or out of sorts because you want to create something but no one won't know what. And your thoughts or feelings will be unruly or discordant.
Mm.
I think, yeah, that relates to that earlier one where it was talking about the, you know, the sense of things being out of sync. Expect nothing.
Expect nothing?
Expect nothing. I don't mean that in the sense you won't get anything,
mm-hmm.
but don't expect anything, and you'll get the unexpected.
Okay.
The next one is pleasure.
Blank.
Nine of Wands.
Yeah.
You're loading up on them ones.
Loading up on the ones. When I shuffled, the cards weren't in any kind of order originally, but
no.
So this is really striking. I mean, there are.
Well. Giving to another, or being in the arms of someone who is extremely engaging and quite a bit different from the others you've known. So, as things kind of settle into shape and you're getting back into sync as far as the relationships in your life, expect that it won't be someone anything like anybody you've been with.
Is this romance or a friend?
In the arms.
Oh, okay.
You know, okay, the next one is news. And we have a Three of Swords here.
I haven't been used to it, I haven't been used to it.
No.
Thank you.
News?
Yeah. You'll have to confront an unpleasant issue with a friend. It could be over travel plans. Or lie to get out of an invitation or engagement. But, you know, that's interesting. How's, you know, what were we talking about before, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's self-evident. Okay, the next one is family. Keeping with this trend, 501s. Family and friends will support you or help you see a different point of view. And if they were experiencing problems, they're in the process of clearing up. In terms of seeing a different point of view, when you're talking with your friends, or your family, but you don't really have much contact with them at this point.
You're sending them Santa Claus?
Yeah.
But yeah, not as of this point. Not yet.
Well, yeah. I think what you need to be attentive to is what they have to say to you that might be a position that you've never really considered before. And take that into close consideration. Okay. Next one is going to be the physical body. Wow, the tower. Lightning and shit.
Well, the tower is never good. The tower is a bad card. Well, it's a warning card, isn't it?
A lot of times it is, yeah. There's... before commencing any new ventures. Money may soon be received for an accident or incident involving pain or suffering.
Oh, Lord.
And medical expenses may be more than expected. I think, well, the one thing that... and in general, I noticed that sometimes the first part where it's saying you need to have rest, it's saying that before it goes into saying, you know, you have these other things. So the rest might actually help you, you know, avoid some of these other things. One thing I'm thinking is that if you do change jobs,
mm-hmm.
you might want to take a week off between jobs.
Go fishing.
Yeah, go fishing or engage in the hobby of champions.
Yes.
Napping.
Napping.
And like, don't engage in any major adventures during that week. Just lay low.
Don't go fishing.
Well, I said major adventures. I mean, fishing is not a major adventure. You can just bait the hook and, you know, start going.
Fishing on PH.
Huh? Fishing, yeah. Oh, yeah, that fishing is good.
But that's a major venture.
Yeah, that's a major venture, though.
So that's what you don't mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, just chill out, relax, you know, sit down, you know, have some soda, you know.
I think need rest is a good piece of advice.
Yeah.
I've needed rest for a long time.
Yeah.
I've needed rest since January. I don't sleep well anymore.
And that's, you know, one of the major ones, man, so, you know, gotta take that seriously.
I need to sleep more.
Yeah.
Eat better.
Yeah.
I exercise, though. I mean, I exercise in the sense that I walk a mile twice a day to the train station.
Yeah. Alright, the next one is finances. Oh, well.
Four ones. That's funny.
You might be getting every one of a decade.
Yeah, yeah. Been a lot of. How many are there in total?
10. Fourteen.
14 ones?
Yeah.
So I've got 7 of them so far.
Yeah. Your income will come in chunks rather than small stretched out amounts, and you will do much better than you thought. As far as the chunks go, that may mean that you have some... It might mean that you, in addition or instead of regular employment, that you might get a number of temporary but very well-paying jobs. So, even after you make your happy departure, it might be that, you know, you got
freelance,
so you get a huge chunk of change every time you do.
Yeah. Is this pointing toward my departing Harvard Business School?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt. Okay, time. The Fool. You'll be waiting for all the pieces to fall into place. The Fool is very much, it's related to the idea of it comes at the beginning of the Major Arcana, but it also comes at the end of the Major Arcana because it's considered a cycle. So, what I'm thinking is that at the beginning, you may be waiting for pieces to fall into place, but toward the end, there were no accidents, you realize that all the pieces are in place. It's like that feeling of I think the feeling of being out of time, being out of sync, that comes in the beginning, is not to be so much eased by things changing as you're coming to a greater realization that everything is as it should be. It's your own mind that's going to change. And I know you realize that more than you ever have in your life, but
mentally,
it's gonna deepen.
Yeah, I realize it more mentally than I do emotionally.
Yeah. next one is friends. High priestess. A friend or relative will call that could benefit through your guidance. So keep a positive outlook, and if you've been waiting to hear from a friend, you soon will, and an invitation will be extended.
Presumably someone that I've been in touch with more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I sent Rick Senecas, too. I sent Mark Braver on Senecas.
Yeah.
I sent Victor Senecas.
I think this is okay, this is just my own sense of things kicking in. I have a sense that you talk about someone who benefit from your guidance. I think to a certain extent that this person might be somebody whom you always look to for guidance, but you've never perhaps felt that you were in a position to guide in some way, but you have something to offer this person. I don't know what, but there's something you have to offer this person that you should offer. Into that whole idea of the unexpected we were talking about before, your new gig is going to come from unexpected sources. And when you do get that phone call, it's something that you should take very seriously. One is male. Materialism, which it's one of those other cards that has a different name. And if I remember correctly, which I do, that is the devil.
The devil's not a good one either. Right?
Different categories. Well, in this one it isn't. An unexpected expense or bill will arise, something you would not consider to budget it for. On the whole, though, I wouldn't worry too much about this one, though, because on the one hand, it's saying you might get an unexpected bill, but on the other hand, it's that you're going to get more money than you expected. So it's like there's a certain level of compensation here.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is anxiety. Oh yeah, this is the foursome that we always love so much. And anxiety, disagreement, endings, Anxiety, disappointment, and endings.
Right.
Yeah. Film the house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anxiety, the hangman. Not knowing where you're going and what you're going to do, waiting for someone to make a move or do something will make you feel that your life is out of your hands and there's nothing you can do to change it. Yeah. That's gonna bug you for a little while, but once again, you're gonna come into that state where you realize that things were in sync, and you know it's just gonna happen.
Could you read that one more time?
Not knowing where you're going and what you're going to do, waiting for someone to make a move or do something will make you feel that your life is out of your hands and there's nothing you can do to change it. You know, what this makes me think of, though, is, you know, on the one hand, you have the superficial aspects of your life in which you observe the things that are going around you.
Mm-hmm.
But then everything points to the fact that anything good that happens over these 3 months is going to come from an unexpected source. The person you have a relationship with is going to be somebody that you've never been like with before. The job you're going to come from is going to come out of the blue from an unexpected source. So, that has to be borne in mind, even though at times it may be tough, because things seem like out of control. Disappointment. Six of Cups. You'll be discouraged about something that was said or given. Could be unwanted or thoughtless advice. And you'll feel used, mistreated, or abandoned by someone you love or care for.
Yeah, that category always cuts to the quick.
Yeah, it doesn't fool around at all. The next one is endings. And that is Five of Pentacles. Was imperfect, not right, or ideal will be sacrificed no matter how much you had hoped it would be otherwise, and you'll not have to put up with people whose ethics are ruthless or have an I'm a board pull up the ladder attitude. Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, my workplace, yes.
Yeah. Well, that shit will fall away. And that type of working environment will also fall away. You'll be basically entering into something a hell of a lot more positive. What is New Beginnings? Eight of Swords. Oh my god. Yeah, and this one, which is that it's only even more dramatic. Freedom will be found through the resolving of restrictive conditions of getting out of an impressive commitment.
One more thing.
New freedom will be found through the resolving of restrictive conditions or getting out of an impressive commitment. Yeah. Okay. New beginnings.
Is that what we just did?
No. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's right. Inheritance, yeah. Okay. Five of Cups. It doesn't say too much, but there it goes. You will inherit a valuable lesson. Death's over. You have two full cups up here. That's what you expected, but you still have that.
I'm not even looking over there.
Huh?
I'm not even looking over there. Just staring at what's empty.
Which is why you have to take your focus off here and put it on here. Rewards and gifts. Ten of Cups. In the herbal tarot deck, this is the marijuana card.
Very good.
To give to others, and you'll want to give to you. Gifts of the heart can be the greatest gifts of all. There was something else, one of the other cards said something about giving as well. Certain extent, what you should be doing is giving things a spiritual significance to people. Maybe a copy of a poem, or maybe a book. But sharing something of your heart with other people. success. Seven of Swords. You're going to have unexpected financial gains, and your good judgment and ability to establish correct priorities will prove to be successful.
One more time.
You're going to have unexpected financial gains, and your good judgment and ability to establish correct priorities will prove to be successful. I think in combination with some of the other cards, you know, that feeling of out of synchronous that we've been talking about throughout this whole thing, you're riding a storm and you know, you wonder if your compass is correct. Well, your compass is okay. I mean, you're just having to ride out the storm, and you know, whatever shit goes wrong with that. Okay. Fortune.
What?
Fortune.
Fortune?
Yeah. The Knight of Swords. Or in gaining influence, support, or prominence. Things can fall into place, man. That's all I can say, you know? It's just like, it's not always going to seem that way, but they're just going to, you know, there you are, man. Ride the groove. Okay, blessings. For that we have a Three of Pentacles. You'll be grateful for a meeting you have with another that will inspire your confidence and shine a bright light in your future. That's interesting. And all, as always, in unexpected ways. Okay. Special guidance. Wheel of Fortune.
DCP.
Huh?
DCP.
Yeah.
No, PPC. All right.
Okay.
I said, you got the email, the fax, and I was going to have all the coffee that we need.
This is one of the most consistent readings in terms of an overall theme that I think I've ever done for you.
Well, okay.
Okay. Mundane situations will be out of control. the premonitions will probably be right. Get ready for a new way of life because one is about to commence. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Esoteric. What's happening in your life will soon turn into something much better. This apparent havoc is actually the beginning of a new order which is designed to commence at this time. And if events had not convened in just this way, you'd still be where you were, but you would miss the turn of fortune and fate it has for you. It's like, I mean, how fucking consistent can you get, man? It's just like, you know, yeah, disorder, disarray, seeming riding the storm, and you know, well, there you are.
Is the disorder, I feel in disorder now.
Yeah.
Or is it going to get worse?
No. Actually, what's going to happen is, if you remember, there are a few things that it seems that you have to bear in mind here. One of them is that your compass is strong. Two, conditions are temporary. Whatever conditions you're in right now are temporary. And the third thing is that no matter how disordered the things seem, positive things are going to come your way from unexpected sources.
There's not much you can do about that.
No.
Except hang on.
Yeah. Hang on, keep true to your course, and just expect the unexpected, though. You know?
Okay.
I think if you would listen to this again, you'll probably pick up more in the, you know, hearing it a second time, which is probably a good reason why you're doing this little bugger.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is best course of action, which is the Emperor.
Another major account.
Bring the sun in.
Yeah. Very head.
Yeah. Accept that which is coming your way and don't delay. What that says to me is a lot of the unexpected things that are going to come your way are going to be very limited opportunity things. You got to jump on them. You know what I mean? It's like, no sooner does the proposal come out of the person's mouth than you have to say yes. It's just got to be like, yep, okay. And then outcome. Four of cups. I mean, nine, I'm sorry. Nine of cups. I thought they were more than four then.
This is a good reading.
Commander Q.
Green 36,
Commander Q.
Outcome, nine of cups.
Yeah. Your wish will be realized, but only after you thought it wouldn't be. And the former way in which it will be fulfilled will probably change.
And the what way?
The form...
Or way.
Or way in which it will be fulfilled will probably change. The unexpected again. You know, there it is, man. It's just like, you know, some shit's going to come out of the blue that you got to act upon. But if you do... what you've been striving for will happen. It's just, you know, man, this whole damn thing is like, you know, just... Ray, what time's your bus?
Soon.
How soon? What time?
I think it's 6:15. What time is it?
6:07.
Alright, I'm gonna take the next one.
Yeah. Which is?
I don't know, I didn't look that bad. Well, probably at 7:30, 8.
Yeah.
They don't stop at 6:15 yet.
No. Not yet. So, there you go, man. So, you know.
So things are going to come up that, like unexpected sources, unexpected people.
Yeah.
Unexpected situations.
Right. Initial turmoil. Mainly in the personal. But that'll settle into itself.
What do you mean personal?
Like relationships, yeah. Women. There's yeah. Always turmoil. But, but in general, everything is going to come from someplace unexpected. And when things come up, man, you just gotta be there on the spot. But also in the middle of all that, you gotta get some rest. You gotta, you know, like I said, probably the one thing that I have the strongest impression about is, you know, you get a new gig, see if you can take a week off before you start the new one. And just take that week and, you know, I mean, I know you're probably going to do some, you know, do some writing and some shit that week, but don't get up when...
As is proper when the sun's going down.
Yes. And get up and, you know, maybe have something to eat, and then it's bedtime again.
Call it a day.
Yes.
Damn, that chewing really took it out of me. I only had 12 hours of sleep last night. My teeth are real tired. So one question that didn't specifically answer, maybe because this is too specific question, but I've been thinking about whether or not I should give notice at my job. And I couldn't tell from this reading whether I should or not.
What does your compass say?
Well, before my several days now time off,
yeah.
It said I had extreme anxiety about having to ask off a week to go on tour because it's only in a month.
Yeah.
And I just asked for these 2 days off to do this trip. And I thought I should just give notice.
Mm-hmm.
Now my compass says, get in contact with Insight. They're supposedly going to get me some work.
Yeah.
I've been really in touch with them, so that's kind of a positive, but they haven't come through yet. But anyway, I've been thinking I should just request the week off and let the chips fall where they may. I think that it's a conflict because when you have a job, it lowers your time and energy and impetus to get another job.
Yeah.
When you don't have a job, you're in a position where you're kind of desperate, and so might make a bad decision just to get your income going again.
Yeah. Well, I think that I know this is going to sound strange in some sense, but even if you don't intend to take a job at a particular place, what I think you need to start doing is setting your course in that direction. I think you've done that to a certain extent. You mentioned that place in Malden.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I brought that up.
And what I think you need to be doing, besides Insight, do you got resumes made up?
I have one on my computer that's
okay.
Needs updating, but it's fairly accurate.
Well, what I would do, if I were you, is do something, maybe on a 3 times a week basis. I don't think you can do it on an everyday basis when you're employed.
No.
But perhaps 3 times a week, send out one resume to a place. Set your course in that direction. Set your energies in that direction. The job is probably still going to come from an unexpected source. And it might be unexpected in the sense that remain open in terms of your possibilities. If you're like a little bit uncertain as to whether you should send a resume out to a particular place, send it out though. Send it out. And what you might find is that you go into a situation where you say, okay, this person responded, I never thought this person was going to respond.
Right.
And, this is just strange,
Right.
But you send out your resume, and all of a sudden, this person responds, and you find out this job is, you know, fucking unbelievable, you know. You find out, you know, what the pay is, you find out what all this other shit is, and you find out that they're so flexible in their time off, you could, you know, practically kiss their feet, you know. But send, you know, at least start setting your energies in that direction.
Great. So I should hang up with God while I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've sent out any resumes. And the only thing I've done is keep in contact with Insight.
And the other thing is, though, is, you know, keep in contact with your friends and acquaintances, too. Because they might hear about something that you might be interested in. That's the other thing that was in that reading that, you know, just kind of stuck out, is that, you know, it might not necessarily come through the ordinary means of, you know, scanning the globe or, you know, whatever.
Right.
It might just be as simple as, you know, calling up whoever, you know, Brandon or somebody.
Right.
And saying, look, if you hear about something, you know, let me know. And they might be doing that anyway, but just to kind of keep, you know, refresh that thought in their minds, you know. Because
right.
You must have, I mean,
I know a lot of different people.
Yeah.
But I haven't been actively job hunting, so I wouldn't have mentioned it to anybody.
Okay, this thought just kind of came into my mind. Was there at Emerson a professor who struck you as having perhaps more connections than other people?
Clayton, my thesis advisor. That's why I gravitated to him.
Get in touch with him.
I've been thinking about that. Yeah. He doesn't know. I told you about Barbara getting me editing work, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't know that I'm going to have this small role in helping to republish Thomas Wolfe's book in its original form.
Yeah.
And he's all over that kind of shit. That, like, one text versus another and editing and different versions and shit. He's totally all over that.
Tell him what you're doing.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about contacting him anyway. That'd be cool.
That's of significant importance that I would say you need to take an afternoon or a day off to do it. I think that would really have a possibility of opening some serious benefits your way.
Well, I haven't talked to him in 6 months,
yeah.
But we parted completely amicably. And I hadn't really, didn't really have anything to say to him up to this point, but now I have a new sample to give him. I'm going to have Joe's book.
Yeah.
I've got this Wolf thing to talk about. You know, it's like some stuff has happened and I'd like to be in touch with him just to keep him up to date.
Yeah.
And it would be good, I suppose, to let him know that I'm, you know, and he doesn't even know where I'm working. He doesn't even know I'm working in publishing. Even, you know, it's, I don't like the job, but it is in publishing.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know I have any connection with Harvard Publishing. So it's like cynical art business school publishing with manuscript Joe's book.
Yeah. I'll back on that.
Sound check, battery check.
Alright.
This is good.
Yeah.
Did you play the tape over here?
Yes. Upstairs. And not near the front entrance, but the side entrance.
Side entrance, okay. I'm going to find out when the next bus is, so we'll be able to plan accordingly. And what time is it now?
6:20.
Okay.
You're smiling that Greyhound smile.
Yeah, it's a special smile.
Yeah.
There's not a bus until 9:15.
Wow.
And that's the last one for the night. No, you're smiling with Greyhound smile.
It's contagious.
X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
On spirit and on radio, on podcast, on the world,
36 X with Commander Q. On the
world, on the world,
June 13th, 2000, about 7:40 p.m. Just exiting the Malden Center T station. Approaching the corners of Commercial and Center Streets. Malden, Mass. Well, today was fruitful in some ways. I think that the weekend, while tiring, in some ways, gave me a badly needed shot of adrenaline, and also I don't know. I have a certain amount of renewal I'm feeling. Anyway, I got through the workday. I was fairly conscientious with the quality control shit. I even talked to Greg at one point, and that was polite. I spent my lunchtime about an hour and a half, I'd say, at Arsenal Pizza, editing the Wolf manuscript. It went slowly, but I talked to Barbara about just what exactly I'm supposed to be doing in comparison proofreading the TypeScript and the Olaf's book, and it turned out I was spending unnecessary time with what are called accidentals. These are changes in style made by editors that are undenoted. For space reasons in the text or in the junk that goes in the back or whatever. So that was definitely slowing me up, and I'm now confident that I can proceed. I'm confident that I can go faster, which is what I need to do. Regarding the Seneca, I'm already shaping the next one in my mind. I'm already starting to get a feel for it, which is good, because it's the June issue. It's coming out on June 24th, come hell or high water. This is June 13th. Pardon the noise, I'm spending an awful lot of time adjusting my bag and my coat and my hood. It's raining. It's not too cold, but it's raining. I think I'm locked and loaded for the rest of the walk. And that little piece that I want, street I walk on before Canal Street, and this piece is Charles Street, part of Charles Street. So anyway, deal is this. I'm starting to shape the new Cenacle, even as I'm planning on mailing out more Cenacles. This week, I want to get them mailed out. I want to have a sense of being caught up. I want the pile that I still have in my house to decrease. By the time the deal is really going down for the Cenacle, which would be next weekend, I want these all mailed out. I want these all done. And I want to just be worrying about getting that new Cenacle done. And I'm still gonna have piles left over. But I've already gotten the most recent issue out there. It's already out there circulating. I wanna get more of it out there circulating. I have to be done with Cenacle in the next couple weeks for June. I want to be done with it for the spring, really. I don't know what the summer issue is going to be like, but I have to be caught up. I want to be caught up. That's vital. It's just ridiculous how vital it is that I be caught up. Next one's not due till September, which is 3 months from now. It's going to be Burning Man related. It's probably going to be fish related. It's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be something interesting. It's definitely going to be something interesting. And I want to do it without having to worry about being behind in the way I've been behind for the longest of times. So, the work of getting out about a dozen or more of various issues is vital from this sense. I figured if I could just do one a day, that'd be good. Just deal with one a day, and that'd be pretty keen. I need to get to bed by 11 tonight. That's why I'm coming home. I'm gonna be home at 8. It's gonna be 3 hours. It's going to be 3 hours of work, though it's going to be work at home, and that's good, because I think the adrenaline I built up over the course of the past few days, including today, is running low, and it's absolutely vital that I not go to sleep too late tonight. The work's getting done though. Sorry. Work's getting done. There's definitely going to be Chicago pictures and poetry in the new Cenacle.
not sure how it's going to work. And there's going to be audio, too, on the highlights tape. I've decided that as well. Even with you having a camera, a tape recorder, a pen, is three ways of recording stuff, as opposed to one. So, that is what's going to happen. Now it's my sad duty to report. That my beloved steps in front of the former Romtech building are now a pile of rubble. And I suppose I shouldn't be surprised, but I kind of hoped that by some miracle they would stay. But no, that wasn't in the plan. That wasn't in the plan at all. Now it's a pile of rubble. I want to take a picture, but perhaps not in the low light of a rainy dusk. So Jellicoe Guild meeting on the 24th. I have to send out the cards pronto. If I can make them up tonight, that would be really good. Do I have a quote or anything I've been reading? I don't know. I don't know, it's a good question. But the cards have to be made up and sent off. They're sent off on the 13th, 14th. They'll arrive by the 16th. So that doesn't fit with my sending them out 3 weeks in advance, but it could be worse. We had 6 people at the last meeting. I'd like to get 6 people at this meeting. 6 is my number in many ways, and so that's what I'd like to go for. Jellicoe Guild is another thing that's finishing up. Senecal and Jellicoe Guild will finish up for the summer. Both of them will finish up on the 24th, I hope. I hope they'll finish up together. Meeting's going to be at Mark's place because Roma's live music policy hasn't changed, I don't think. And it's pointless to fight it right now. It will mark 11 and a half years of meetings. That's good. And halfway point of this 12th year. Off Canal Street, crossing Medford Street, almost into the Bell Rock Cemetery. Really eagerly, eagerly glad to be going home. No two ways about it. Jerry say Buffy was on tonight and it was a good episode? He might have said that. Hello, spirits. Well, I was on an adrenaline rush today, spirits. Like, I wouldn't believe. Wanted to get back to it after being away. And pretty much didn't miss a step today. I did all right. I made the hard decision that Joe's book isn't coming out on the 24th. That is going to bleed into the summer, but that's okay, because I consider that more part of the Burning Man project. It's not tied so much to the Cynical or the Jellicle Guild. I'd almost like to have a book release party for him. That's a pretty neat idea. Wow. That's a very neat idea. You can do that for me or Rick, but yeah, that could be very cool. That just came into my head. Wow. Adrenaline rush full of ideas. Full of fucking ideas. Alright. I wonder how that would be done. It'd have to be done in July or possibly August. It'd be done in Boston. I get Brandon to come up. Oh man, this idea is sick. This idea is sick. It's fucking glorious. Thank you, spirits. I was sagging there for a moment. Thank you. Now I gotta figure out a way to get Brandon out from South Carolina for it. Wouldn't that be awesome though? A big fucking party to celebrate Joe's book. That would be the fucking shit. That kinda goes along with my mentoring idea. Take your own shit seriously. Grassroots. Grass fucking roots. Yeah, and I gotta make that mentoring poster again. Alright, so I'm still fucking on an adrenaline rush. That's cool. Okay, well, I think that's it for the moment, so I'm gonna sign off here. More later. Wednesday, June 14th, 2000. It's about 9:30 p.m. God, I'm fucking tired. Canal Street, Malden, Mass. I'm just onto Canal Street from where it crosses Charles and heading toward my home. Well, so I backburnered Joe's book for a couple of weeks, which is good. But I'm still doing Job Wolf manuscript, Cynical. Still adjusting to this tiring, tiring schedule. I can say in a hopeful vein that I did not mail out Cynicals to Clayton today, the last two. With a warm letter telling them about my activities. That was cool. tired. Trying to decide whether to ask for the week off to go on fish tour or give notice. I know if I ask for the week off, it's gonna suck. I'm gonna get shit. I'm gonna get real grief. Fucking way I'm not going. If I give notice, then my fat income suddenly ceases. So they say one door closes, another one opens. I just can't go on working there. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I can't go on working there. And I need to call Nan and tell her that. Trust that I've come far enough in my resume building and development experience, confidence, and all that, to believe in myself that one shitty job leaving it is not going to destroy me. I've been there 6 months, accumulated probably a couple of $1,000. One of the remains of the Ron Tech building. They don't seem to be knocking anything else down. I wonder what they're going to do next. Anyway, I'll accumulate a couple $1,000, 6 months of experience at Harvard. Accomplished a great deal because of that job, and then I'll leave it and I'll go on tour. My gut feeling is pay rent for July and August, catch up bills in advance, I don't know. It's like I need to go on fish tour and I need to not have to rush back. And it's scary to think like this, but it's true. I just crossed back to the usual side of the street. As you walk on the left-hand side of the street, near the curb, I'm walking home. There's a bottle of Kick, that's all the more fun. pay my rent, pay my bills. Go west and stay there. What a thought. Go to the rainbow thing. I can't go to the rainbow thing. Can I? No. Can I? How did I get there? Radical plan that's forming in my mind. In my rent for July and August. July 1st to the 7th. My fish tickets are a week after that. I'm just thinking, go out and stay out. Leave $1,000 in the bank. I'm gonna get 600 bucks from Barbara. Maybe more. I'm in the Belrock Cemetery now. Thinking, take some. Use some to pay rent and bills for the summer. Put some in reserve for when I come back. I don't seem to be settling down at all. I seem to be vigorously trying to find some other way.
Make a noise, and I ain't no good on B flat and that. I never was. I used to play pretty good harp, but you lost tunes. I forgot everything I knew. I even forgot when I was born.
And then when you getting up about 100 years old, you know, and your health's not good, why, if you ain't a feeling right up to par, well, that knocks you off a little too.
You know, to lay around for 7 or 8 years, don't try to touch a guitar, you forget everything, you know. Some way or another, I just lost interest, Bill, and I don't know why.
There was two boys that lived down here, and they used to come here and have me play and learning the chords, you know, and take a little interest for a while. They both now growed up and in the Navy. They got good. One of them got handy on it. Roy. Roy.